Okay, hello. This is the first Inner Circle Conclave Q&A call, and we are live from Sedona. So I would like you to put your comments on the webcast page, and those of you on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. We will go up to 90 minutes on this call. And usually these calls are scheduled 2 weeks, 14 days after your live membership call. So it seems to be working out on Wednesdays, which is good for my schedule. And let's see here. Oh, I also want to know, so for those that are going to listen to this on the replay, if 5 o'clock Pacific time is the best time to do these calls, and if 5 p.m. is also a good time to do the membership calls, because I can do them at noon Pacific time. I can do it any time before, well, between noon and 4 p.m. Those are alternatives. So would you let me know in support at kenjikumar.com if you prefer a different time, because we want to get as many people on the call as possible. We figure that 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern is probably the best time since people do work their day jobs. But let me know. I know for overseas it's kind of iffy, hit and miss. Like Australia, I think, is 17 hours ahead of Pacific time, something like that, 16, 17 hours. Okay, so that's just food for thought. Okay, someone's raising their hand, and it's an unknown person. Your name and city state is blank, except for your phone number. Okay, so anonymous caller, you're unmuted. And anonymous caller is or is not there. Well, I have no idea. You're unmuted. 614 prefix. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Speak a little bit louder or bring the phone closer to your mouth.
Kenji, this is Pamela from Australia.
Oh, hello. Speak just a little bit louder so everybody can hear you.
Okay. I'm enjoying your work. It's wonderful, and I feel very in the flow, in sync, and especially with your Rise Up meditation. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
I've been finding that going to your conclave, your temple, has been helping me free myself from any of the past that I've had. And after Mother's Day, I felt like as if I had let go of the past. And I'm really in the now and ready to rise up.
Rising up in the land of Oz.
Yeah.
So did you have any conscious remembrances or dreams the last 3 weeks? We've had three meetings a week.
I've had dreams. And one dream was where I was hiding from my daughter-in-law, and she found me, and I climbed up on this great big cupboard, and she came and followed me and pushed me off, and I died. But afterwards, I realized I died to the past because she's a part of the past.
Ah, nice, nice.
Yeah. It was really profound, and kind of, it took me a few days to process it, and I felt a lot of grief. But now I've sort of come back strongly to my center, and I'm feeling like it's happened. It's really, really happened.
Ah, nice. That's That's wonderful to hear. What I thought we would do, since this Dreamtime thing is new, we're just 3 weeks into it, and you know, people have to be trained to become more conscious on that level when we're sleeping. After you do your sharings today on the phone and on the webcast page, we'll bring in the energies and the guest presenters that have presented in the first three gatherings. And so you can get a deeper connection with exactly what they presented for you. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
No, I feel peaceful. Thank you.
How has your body responded to all of this?
As I said, after the dream, I went into quite a deep place. I had a lot of cathartic crying, and then I slept for 15 hours after that. And then I'd say since yesterday, I've been gradually improving and improving. And now my body's feeling really joyful and excited, and I keep feeling like all I want to do is sing.
All you want to do is what?
Sing.
S-I-N-G.
Yeah.
You want to sing for us now?
No. Thank you.
All right. How about next month?
Okay. Maybe then.
Yeah.
I'll practice.
Yeah. Make up a song and you can sing us a nice 30-second song. How about that?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Bye.
I put her on the spot, didn't I? Okay. Okay, who else on the phone line? Star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2 to raise your hand. Or I will call on you maybe. Maybe not. Okay, webcasters, anything you want to post? Pam says 5 p.m. is best. For her, she's in Hawaii. So that would be 3 o'clock her time. Webcasters, start typing. Okay, let's come back to the phone. Who would like to... Oh, so Pam in the Land of Oz, I don't know what you do to take down your hand. I don't know if it's star 2 again, but your hand's still raised on the board here. Okay, who else? On the phone, star 2, raise your hand. Even if you're not conscious of what was presented, I'm going to pose a question to you. Why don't you just let me know what you think might have happened? So take a guess. As they say, take an educated guess. Okay, we have someone here. We have Georgia. Okay, you're unmuted, dear.
Hey, this is Melanie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can see your name. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. You know, I wasn't aware of too much. I think the second Tuesday I woke up in the middle of it and still didn't seem to tap into anything. But I did notice last week I just had a whole lot of anger, it was this very powerful anger over some things that I couldn't control, that I wanted to control. And, you know, I finally could get to the point, maybe after 30 minutes, where I could look at it and kind of be objective about it. But I was very surprised by the intensity of it. I don't know if that had anything to do with the interconclave work or what, but it was a little... surprising and just surprising, I guess, and uncomfortable. Yeah.
How did you deal with it?
At first, you know, I couldn't get out of the anger. And I was, you know, doing the mind circle. And then finally I could get to a point where I would look at it objectively as if, wow, look at all this anger you have. Ooh, is this a current theme? Why is it coming up now? Why is this so important to you? How much ego do you have in this? And and then finally I could kind of, finally almost laugh at it. It would have been nicer if I could have gotten there quicker. It seems almost like I enjoyed the anger and the negative energy, and it was it was uncomfortable. So anyway, I guess I've already said that.
Well, let me see. Let me ask you this. So, what was it about a situation in your past or current situation, or did it involve certain people?
Just current situation things. You know, it's funny, I can't even remember what they are now. but it was ridiculous how much anger I had. And so I'm guessing, hearing from y'all, y'all didn't work on anger. This is something totally different than the inner conclave. I thought maybe you were peeling off onion layers and all.
Yeah. Well, you know, the presentations will trigger things if you're, you know, if you're ready from your unconscious to become aware of it and heal it. Let me see here. So what can we add to this? So here's a creative way to deal with so-called negative emotions. We all know what they are because they've been labeled. So take that energy and turn it into some kind of creative action.
And then I find myself going to the control because I feel like I'm going to – is there a way to get to creativity through anger without the control?
Well, what did you want to control?
I'm sure it was other people.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, they say you can only manage how you react to others.
Right.
So maybe tonight look at, before you go to bed, create the intention that you want to be able to turn that energy, to transmute that energy, to alchemize that energy into positive action and creativity.
Okay.
Because the energy, see, anger is just a result of energy that we have suppressed in our bodies because we didn't maybe understand the situation or the experience. Or we weren't allowed to express in return our feelings and thoughts and all of that.
Uh-huh.
So when it does come out, it can feel really intense.
Uh-huh.
So have you, though, on another level, been asking for healing with your anger or your need to control people or situations?
I think I've been asking for healing of all that stuff for a long time.
Okay.
and I've come a long way. I'm not putting myself down here, but of course I would love to not have a desire to control others and not have such intense emotions that I could not, I guess, control. Listen to me, it all has to do with control. That I couldn't, you know, hit a button and make it go bye-bye.
So, do you feel like you're a so-called victim in these kind of situations? Do you feel like out of control in a sense?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a victim, but definitely out of control.
So, let me ask you another question. So, were you taught this?
Taught to not
to try control. To try to control other people or situations. Were you taught that, or was that a result of survival? You know, being
I'm sure it was a result of survival. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So think back in your life. Think back to when you were younger. Ask for the first experience of this energy in this lifetime. And just let your mind drift back into your past.
Yeah. I'm at a young memory, mad at my father. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
Around four.
Four. Daddy didn't listen to you?
He wanted me to repeat something, and I didn't want to repeat it.
Yeah, I'm 4 years old. Like, come on. I don't want to do it.
he made a huge deal out of it, and I guess
really?
I did too. And I think I got a big spanking for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do something right on the spot here so we can transmute this. All right, so go into your four-year-old space. Just close your eyes. Go into your four-year-old space.
Uh-huh.
Just go back into that little body, four-year-old body.
I'm there.
All right, so just make that whole situation absolutely okay. Just make it okay within yourself, what Daddy did, the whole thing, the spanking, all of that. And realize that was the best he could do at the time. And if he could do it over again, he would.
Oh, you know what I'm angry at? I'm angry that I didn't just say it again.
All right, so close your eyes and say that to him now as a four-year-old. And however old he was at that time that you were four, just speak your mind. So you can get it out of that little body, the energy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's just laughing. But I guess that's his old man self that's laughing now.
Yeah. But see, that's okay because that's not your problem, him responding like that. You just need to get the energy out and express.
Okay.
So if there's any more to express, go ahead and tell him right now. Because on another level, he's getting it, and he's appreciating all that.
Yeah, I'm telling him to quit telling me what to do. Quit trying to control me.
Yeah. Look, I'm an adult. I can handle myself.
Yes.
Now, stand your ground and just bring in your power now at 4 years old from your higher self. Just bring a little more of your soul into that little body there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I'm loving him and I'm loving me.
Yep. And then you want to just give him compassion and forgiveness and do that for yourself as well.
Yeah.
So that whole experience can be healed and brought to the light and forever gone in a sense.
It's easier for me to give him compassion and giving myself compassion for some reason.
Well, yeah, just do it. So just give yourself compassion right now for maybe being a little irritable or whatever. You know, four-year-olds don't act logically.
Yes, I finally got there.
Yeah. So whatever we've done at 4 years old, that's totally perfect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So just apologize to your body. Tell your body, okay, you can let that go now. You can let that energy go. We're going to channel it into creativity and progress and moving forward and seeing the beauty in everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's probably what we did in the inner conclave gathering, something like that. I'm going to go into later in this call who was there and what they spoke about.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kenzie.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for raising your hand. So unraise your hand, whatever star button that is. I have no clue. Okay, thank you.
I don't either. I just hit a star. Okay. All right. We'll try.
Okay, we're going to the webcast page again. For all you vocal webcasters, you're finally starting to type something out here. Oh, Pam's in California. She says 5 p.m. is the best time. Okay, let's see. We'll go in order here. Let's see. Okay, I guess I can read this from Saskia. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Wow, Amsterdam. Congratulations. And type in there what time it is there in Amsterdam. So I have no clue. When I was 19, I had an out-of-body experience, but it scared me, so I stopped it. Nobody believed me. It was a hallucination, they said. Yeah, of course. Oh, these idiot adults, huh? I know I go out of my body at night, though I have a hard time believing myself now. Well, of course you leave your body at night. Everybody does. That's how everybody dies on a daily basis. Leave their body. The body goes through somewhat of an interesting death experience. Then you come back when it's time to get up. And in between, you might have some dreams or telepathic experiences, because there's a difference. Okay. Dreams are necessary because the body is attempting to heal. The brain is. That's why we have dreams. And, of course, when you get older, you may not have any dreams or very little dreams. I am not able to go out of my body during the activation. Any advice? Interesting. Usually it's the opposite. Usually we can't keep them in their bodies. They just zone out. I hope so, to experience the positive side of this and to let you know, Kenji, thank you for creating this. Much love. Very good comment. All right. So, you want to type in, unless you can call on the phone, you want to type in what exactly that experience was. Now, remember, tribal consciousness, when you tell them, like, I had an out-of-body experience, or I had a mystical experience, or I had a peak experience, or I had this very unusual dream vision, a lot of people are going to say, yeah, you're just hallucinating, so stop it. Because they were programmed to not believe in this other level. So, essentially what we're saying is, your out-of-body experiences are very good. So, you don't need to fear them anymore. Because we have people here in the membership that aren't going to say those weird things to you if you tell them, I had an out-of-body experience last night in the ICC gathering. Let's see. So really, folks, we spend, in a sense, we spend more time out there than we do here on the earth plane. And just remember, because let's say we sleep on the average of 8 hours. All right, so physical time, we're out of our bodies about 8 hours. But that there's no time and space on those other dimensions. So you can get a lot done in 8 Earth hours. A lot done. And we do spend most of our time in other places, in other realms. So, for instance, I have been told, and it makes sense in a way, that I volunteer my services to help people make transition, because a lot of people are going unexpectedly and no time to prepare. And so when the death experience occurs, they may be in a bit of a shock because they didn't prepare on some level. And so they have to be kind of escorted into the realms of where they can heal from their traumatic death experience, especially in war zones. You can just imagine what it's like to be shot or bombed and dead, just like that. No preparation, no meditation, just boom. Where am I? And I have worked on people who had attaching entities that had died unexpectedly, and they didn't know that they were dead, and they didn't know that it's not kosher to latch on to other people, and they were afraid to go to the light. because in some cases they believed in the heaven or hell, and they believed that they had sinned, so therefore they ain't going to heaven. So they didn't want to proceed any further, so we had to guide them through the portal. Very interesting, that whole level. Okay. So we're going to give you permission, Saskia, to leave your body during activations, if that is the best thing for you to do for your experience and your learning. So in the meantime, you can let go of all other people's thoughts and beliefs that they projected onto you about your out-of-body experience, all right? I hope that's helpful. And let's see. Oh, there's more. Oh, it came over twice, Saskia. Your post came over twice. And our system has done that before, so I don't know if you, like, hit a button twice. See, I have no idea what that looks like because I've never, like, been on a webcast page and typed in something, I don't think. Okay, Pam. So she missed the two first sessions, so I have no idea what was presented. As I mentioned to you, I got a partial answer to something I've been struggling with for a while. So good for you. And Susan... Hi, Kenji. Can you clarify on how to bring light to family lineage and release from generational worry to get rid of worry and stress so I will not lose more hair? yeah, I remember your email. That's probably was presented in the presentations, so I won't respond to that directly right now. But just know that this is for everybody, that worry will wear down your organs over time if you're a constant worry wart. My mom used to say that I was a worry wart when I was a little kid. I think she was a worry wart, and she just projected that onto me because as a kid, I didn't worry about too much. I just wanted to play sports and not go to school. So that might be helpful. So look back on all the adults during your early childhood that were worry warts, but maybe didn't say to you directly that they worry. You know, and parents worry about their kids because that's what they're supposed to do, because that's what parents are supposed to do. Worry about their kids. And I tell parents, no, you... That's the last thing you want to do is project worry to your kids or your parents. Because think about this. Worrying about somebody else, what you're projecting is the energy of you're not good enough to take care of your own situation in life, so let me worry for you. Egad. Comedy team, come on in. I'm actually going to do a generational online event, generational 2.0 healing, in the near future, all right? So you guys look for that moon event. That would be a good one. Generational 2.0 healing. Okay, I refreshed the page here. Good, you guys are typing in something. Okay, Saskia again says, it is a little after midnight. It was a very sad time when I experienced that. Let me see when you experienced, oh, your out-of-body experience. Okay, well, type in more. So midnight, so Amsterdam is 7 hours ahead of Pacific time. Okay, that's good to know. Trisha from I don't know, doesn't say where you're from. I missed the first half of the call, but I wanted to comment. I set the intention to remember my inner temple experience, and I remember feeling and hearing a voice speaking in my ear. I could feel the vibration of the words in my ear. I was given a lot of information, and I remember thinking, I have to remember this for when I wake up. Unfortunately, I do not remember the words, spoken to me, I do remember the feeling I experienced as it felt so real. Looking forward to more experiences like this. So this is good. So Tricia, go ahead and type in what the feeling was or is still. And this is good, though. This is how we're beginning to become more conscious telepathically and to work on the inner plane. So another note for the membership, actually the way that the teachings work, you're given teachings on the inner planes before you are given it on the physical plane. So, for instance, if you are studying with a teacher and you think, wow, this teacher has just been giving great information for my life and helped me a whole lot, that has been done on the inner planes prior. It's not done on the physical plane, first of all. It always goes on the inner planes and filters down. And sometimes we remember, but most times we probably don't, because we don't ever think, oh, there are interplane classes and workshops and retreats and all of that. The I Am movement, way back in the 20s and 30s, St. Germain stuff, the I Am movement that came out of Mount Shasta, etc., and those people, they were forerunners for all of this in a sense. And those that were clairvoyant of that group, they wrote books on the inner plane teachings, like the temple meetings, and they would describe the initiations, they would describe the teachings and what the various ascended masters taught. Only problem was those teachings weren't, in my opinion, practical enough for us down here on the earth plane. You know, it was a bit too woo-woo in a sense, like, how do you apply this in my daily life kind of thing. So what we're trying to do is really make it practical. And I'm going to make a note here for Michael and the copy to add about the initiations that are taking place with these inner conclave gatherings. You know, you really can't do the initiations. Well, you can attempt to. You can do it. You can attempt to do it on a physical plane, but actually, the initiations are done on the inner planes. So we're talking about fifth dimension and above. Okay. So just remember that. Mm-hmm. That was very good, Tricia. So type in the feeling of that, and yes, it is real. Okay. Let's go back to the phone. We're starting to cook, folks. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand, and we get more people on the phone. I guess you guys come on late. I don't know why you guys come on late. I have no clue why you guys come on late. But you guys do. Let's see. I'm going to go to the webcast for a second just to see how many more joined. Wow. Okay. Yeah, you guys came on late. Okay, so if you came on late, we're typing in the webcast page or on the phone your experience from any of the three previous interplane gatherings or what you suspect might have occurred there as far as the presentations, because we did invite three different beings for the previous three gatherings. And I will tell you who they are in a bit, but I'd like your comments first. Okay, on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2 to raise your hands. We've got somebody that's anonymous. And we have someone, I don't know where they're from, just gives their name. Oh, that caller must be calling through the webcast because it doesn't give a phone number. WebRTC. Never saw that before. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand, folks, those of you on the phone. Don't be shy, you guys. This is how we learn, by sharing. I'm going to go back to the Q&A page. I'm going to refresh. Okay. Trish. Huh. Now your post indicates you're from... Oh, that's your last name. Okay. Huh. How come some of you guys don't have an email on the webcast page? It's interesting. Anyway, okay. I felt I was understanding why things have happened, had happened. It felt like a resolution. When I woke up, I had contentment that I couldn't explain and haven't felt in quite some time. My dreams have also become more vivid lately. Excellent, 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 excellent. All right. And Saskia, your note, your post about the time it is there in your country, that came over twice, exact same way, at 2 minutes apart. That's interesting. And the one before that, where it came over twice, it came over at the exact same time. I don't know, IT man, do new technology help? Okay, I'm going back to the phone. Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand. One last chance for you guys on the phone. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Star 2. Okay. Since you guys put me on the spot, we're going to do a little review here, and maybe that'll refresh your memory. And then you can post it on the webcast page, or you can email me after the call, because I think we'll have time, though. All right, so... Again, what was downloaded to me on the porch, not thinking about anything, well, I was in a general sense thinking about, like, what to do with the membership program. Like, do we add another offer? What do we do? Because we want to make it really enticing for people to want to join and make it very practical for their lives. And so it just came in a flash. Let's just do this Dreamtime teaching thing. And then I just started drafting the copy for that evening. And then it felt so right to offer this. And it felt like, wow, this is really cool. And yeah, why not? Because I do it anyway. And you guys probably do it anyway. So let's go for it. All right. So the first Tuesday, 4 a.m. your local time. And we do it for 1 hour of Earth time, because you don't want to be sitting there in the temple all night long, because you have a busy schedule and you've got to make the rounds in the universe, and like, don't want to be stuck in somebody's temple for like all night, right? So we just make it for 1 Earth hour, which on that other level is a lot of time. So we invited my good buddy Sanat Kamara to come for the first gathering. And he gave me the theme of staying focused on your path. So take a deep breath, and you're going to go into a slight meditational state. Ground yourself. Go into receiving mode. Let go of the day. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of everything for a moment. Just breathe into the now moment and go back in time, so to speak, to May 1st, 4 a.m., your local time, when you're sleeping, when your body was sleeping. So that's basically Monday night into early Tuesday morning. So remember what the temple looks like, because we gave you the image on your membership page. And that drawing was given to me in a trade back in 1986. I asked for Susan to draw my healing temple, and she knew exactly what I meant. And so that's all the information she needed. She did that in about a week or so, and I didn't know how I was ever going to use it until I got the download to do this, and then I thought, oh, but I've got an image of the temple that people can use to stimulate their out-of-body travel to that place on the inner dimensions, all right? So you want to use that image perhaps Monday night. You want to look at it before you go to bed and give yourself the command that you're going to be conscious of the one-hour gathering, and you'll bring back that information in a timely manner for your daily life, okay? So Sanat Kumara, who's of a Logos level on Venus, is a Kumara. It's a lineage that works with the evolution of humanity. So there aren't a ton of Kumaras on the earth plane in bodies, but we all work together on the inner planes. Okay, so it's about staying focused on your path. So just breathe into that theme. Sanat Kumara is a very wise being. He speaks from experience. What is required for you to stay on your path? He also gave some illustrations of the general distractions that humanity experiences all the time. And he gave you some hints as to how to overcome these distractions. Now, your spiritual path can be through your business or your healing practice, or it could be through your day job, or it could be through mothering or caregiving to your parents. How to stay focused on your path. Breathe. So just let that settle into your storage area in your brain, all that information and data. And just look back to May 1st. So we've got about 16 days, approximately 15, 16 days. Looking back, how have you stayed focused on your path and not gotten distracted? Okay, let's shift gears. Take a deep breath. We're going to go into the next gathering, which was the morning of May 8th, USA time, that is. But 4 a.m., your local time. So, this presenter is simply called Jewels, J-E-W-E-L-S. Jewels. And she is a so-called light being from other dimensions. So now just tune into her vibration and presence. She talked about raising consciousness, raising awareness. you notice her vibration is very different than Sunat Kumara's. These presenters all are going to feel different. So when you get to know their vibration, you will begin to notice when they are present in your life telepathically. So start talking with them when you feel their vibrations. They don't come just to hang out because they got a lot to do. Now, with all these beings, tune into your heart chakra and you can feel their vibrations even more acutely in your body. So Jules is a very eloquent and simple teacher. Raising consciousness, how do you do that? What is required? She was teaching you about oneness and how to maintain that oneness connection with all of life. Raising consciousness. And you want to be able to feel their presentation vibrationally in your body, not in your head, so to speak, in your body, and in that way it becomes real. You talked also a little bit about when you go unconscious, what that looks like inwardly when you go unconscious or you space out or you get off center. So anything going on with the heart, in a physical way, tap into Jules. It can be emotional heartaches. It could be actual physical heart maladies, so to speak. It could be blood pressure issues, heart valve issues, artery vein issues. Let's see. Heart rhythm issues. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to shift gears one more time. We're going to go into the third week. And our beloved Yeshua came forth and gave his presentation. It's essentially was teaching you regarding our everyday situations where we have questions or when we're thinking about things, life issues, business issues, relationships, to ask the question something like this: how would God create in this situation? So he was speaking about when you have dilemmas in your life and you're at an impasse energetically. How would you navigate through or around these stumbling blocks, these questions of I think basically how to solve these questions that we have in our lives. How to move forward. How to heal our past issues. So, how would God act and behave and think in this situation? So you can ask yourself that question. How would God handle this particular situation here in my life? And just feel into that question. What would God do in this situation? Okay, let's take a deep breath. Stay in the now moment. Okay, start to raise your hand and keep posting on the webcast page. So Pamela says, can we tune the energies when it is not 4 a.m. Tuesday morning? Yes, anytime after the fact, if you missed it, you can meditate and tune in to that gathering. It's in your Akashic records anyway, so you can just go there and pull the information out. Okay, I'm going to, let's see here, go to the webcast page, and Tricia posted, let's see, I already read that, okay. So from Donna Cozumel, thank you for joining in. Here for the first time, well, thank you, learned about the meeting late afternoon today. This week, I felt a strong message to A, stop and see the love in every human being, B, choose joy no matter the actions of others, C, since this started, my heart is being open like jaws of life. So whomever came to teach must have had something to do with these three things. Excellent. Yeah, they did. Yeah, you guys are getting the hang of it. And Pam says, mahalo. Okay. I'm going to go back to the phone. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand, to share. Star 2. Let me know what's going on right now in your body. Star 2 to raise your hand, folks. All right, we got somebody from New York. All right, I'm going to unmute you. Let me see. Your name is Cell Phone New York. That's a really odd name.
Hi, Kenji. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's Dr. Karen from New York.
You're Miss Phone from New York.
I'm Miss Phone.
Oh,
well, don't
God.
Worry. The comedy team is coming in ripe and strong on this. And do I tell him? Do I share this? What do I do?
Yes. Share whatever.
All right. Okay. So let me put it this way. When I read about the inner conclave, I have a tendency to kind of skip through and not maybe read it as thoroughly, because now that I reread it, now it makes sense.
Oh, yes. Join everybody else. Yes. Just skim through the content. Yes.
So I didn't really know what was going on until the call, until you described it. But the funny part about this is that obviously my inner being did, because so much has happened over the past 3 weeks in my dreams. I felt like, oh, my God, I'm on a roller coaster, because I have pretty vivid dreams as it is. But this has been off the hook. This has been crazy. I can, now that you've said it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's what it was. Oh, my God, that's what it was. Oh, my God, that's what it was. And I, it's really funny. But I think that was part of the message, because I have this strong sense of always wanting to be in this physical presence, trying to stay aware all the time of what's really going on. Mm-hmm. But that's the big message, because I keep shutting off, I keep trying to shut off what I am already aware of through my dreams. So that's, and I remember being told, because I can tell you, I don't remember the exact dreams, but I can tell you the messages, because they were very crystal clear.
Go ahead.
Jewel, which is really funny, because I've heard that name for years, but never knew what that meant. I didn't even know it was a being. I had no clue. But again, that separation, because obviously I did know. I can tell you 2 weeks ago, one of the messages that came out of one of my dreams was, I almost had like a life review going on, and I had seen the picture of the temple on there, so I had that in the back of my brain. So I know that I went into a place, and there was this beautiful white being that told me that you need to heal your old relationships, because you're not separate from these people. And what was her message about oneness?
It was raising consciousness, awareness.
Okay. Well, yeah. And there, that all fits in, because I'm going through a lot of life changes now, because I was laid off from my job, and I'm really transitioning and really trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I've had to do is kind of calm myself down and then look at, not go into a panic. But also, as one thing. And then the other thing is, how do I move forward from all of my past? And all of my past is really about healing relationships and really seeing everyone as part of me and part of my experience, and not holding old resentments or anger or any of that stuff. And those, they've just been popping up almost like a life review. Like everybody has been brought in to come visit me, and we go hang out in the temple and talk about these things with God.
That's great.
That's crazy. No, and I'm like, and I wake up like, and I've been sleeping so much more over the past couple of weeks, and I'm like, all right, what is going on? So there's been an extreme difference in it. So I knew something was going on, but I didn't connect it with what you were doing. So I'm sorry. But again, I think that's part of the big picture too, because there's a part of me that is somehow, I guess, intentionally disconnecting from what my soul and spirit knows, for my inner self, versus what I'm trying to do to stay present in this physical plane. And I think I'm just kind of mixing up the message. And I think that was the big message through the dream. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so to me it was very funny, because when you're talking, I'm like, oh, God, do I have to own this now? Because I feel stupid. But the other thing that came up too, I was guided to open up. I have those, Jamie Sims, the Native American cards.
Yeah, they're beautiful, those decks. I have it in storage, yeah. Really,
oh, amazing. So something told me to pull them out, and I pulled the is it Hayota card, Hayoti?
Yeah.
Basically, the one member of the tribe that would gently tease the younger people that needed a lesson
mm-hmm.
by making kind of a fool out of themselves, even though they already knew, you know. So they would kind of joke around about something to show the younger person how ignorant they were being in a situation and mm-hmm. bring them enlightenment through that kind of comical, I don't know how to explain it any better. It's, but it's, in a way, they make fun of them, but in a nice way, and the whole tribe
yeah.
gets in on it.
Yeah.
So you learn the lesson very deeply because you kind of feel foolish, but it's all done with gentle kindness, and you learn the most that way.
Yeah.
So that was just a physical manifestation of something that was presented in the dreams, too, you know.
Oh.
To start looking at my life in a way that, you know, come on, you know, step up, learn the lessons, Karen. we're giving them to you, and you're pretending not to hear, but you hear, so stop it.
Yeah, stop that.
You know, stop that, you know, pay attention, you
yeah.
know, stop pretending we're not here because we're here for you.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's been nice. I've woken up much more centered and grounded than I have in a long time, but I didn't really realize again that all this was going on.
You know, and I thought about, is 4 weeks too much for me or the membership? What if I just do once a month? So right now we're doing weekly, but we'll see how it goes energetically with the membership. If anything, I would cut back, but I'm trying once a week now, partly for my own discipline as well.
Well, I just from my own personal experience, it's how do I want to say it? It definitely for me, I get knocked out. Like I did your new moon meditation the other day, phenomenal! Oh my God, I got so much out of that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
But they knock me out, so I have like recovery time.
I have. Yeah. Oh, we should put that in the content. Disclaimer, yes, there will generally be recovery time, so good luck, folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good, but I definitely sleep a lot more,
mm-hmm.
and I know something's different, because
yeah.
I was never used to having, like, 8 hours of sleep, and
wow.
I always got less, so now it was kicking into, like, a couple of nights, 10 hours, and I'm like, I don't have time for this, stop it. You know, so I mean, I don't know if everyone's experience has been the same way, but that's what's been happening with me. But it's also this
nice.
Time of it is. I mean, it's been great. Believe me, it's nice to get a little rest and, you know, but all of this has been now it makes sense as to what was going on. And it's showing me that I can tune into much more than I'm tuning into. And I think that was the big message here. You know, because as you're speaking the words and we're now in physical plane where we're discussing it, I was well aware of it, not realizing I was well aware of it.
Yeah, excellent.
And
excellent.
That's a huge, huge lesson for me. So thank you.
Well, keep it up. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's nicely profound. And I'm sure everybody can relate to that. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
I, don't
going
know if
to,
I, huh? I don't know if I explained it well, but, you know, that's I had to tell you.
Yeah, no, I understood. So, yeah, that's the lesson for a lot of us, right? Pay attention to what you're hearing, what you're getting. And don't think it's just made-up stuff, you know? So
that's,
this is good.
Because half the time I think, oh, you know, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
As you it's coming out of some wacky land out of my brain making
yeah.
stuff up.
Yeah.
Well,
next time ask.
Yeah, you know, can you help us with that? That's one of the biggest things that I get stuck with. I feel like I don't know how to ask questions.
Well,
like,
you just forget to ask. So when you hear an energy or you feel a presence, go, well, hello. Who are you? Where are you from?
Okay.
You have the right to ask that of any being that comes into your space from the other dimensions.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a big thing, because that's come up a lot, especially over the past month as well, that I don't feel like I know how to just ask simple questions over anything, not even about just you.
Just ask. You just ask, who are you?
Well, no,
why are you here? What do I need to learn? Now,
I know, Mom. You make it sound simple, and those are simple questions. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess I could leave it that. So I know, I make it harder than it needs to be.
No, you just ask. If you need permission to ask, then you have permission to ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some kids growing up were not given permission to ask. So it could come from something like that even.
Well, that was definitely the case. I just felt like I didn't, when I was younger, I didn't need to ask anything because I understood things better.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just ask your inner kid to help teach you about knowing, direct knowing. Because if you didn't need to ask questions when you were young, because you knew, well, that's the place you want to be as an adult.
Oh, no, I try to reference back to that all the time, and then it just seems like a complete disconnect.
Disconnect.
Yeah, like I feel a little lost still as an adult, whereas as a kid, it was a no-brainer. I mean, I'd never felt separate from food back then.
Well, do this.
Now I
do this. So just bring your inner kid into your job search or however you're going to create your next livelihood. Bring your inner kid into it. So she is a part of all of that creation.
Oh, you just reminded me of another dream. That happened already. Because it started focusing on the music thing and that it was okay. Because I keep judging that music can't be the next step because I didn't, for a million reasons, you know, I'm getting too old, I don't have enough background talent, you know, I didn't grow up doing this, blah, blah, blah. So I was told that it's okay, pursue what you love, and okay. See, the second you say it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's like remembering the dream, you know?
Yeah.
The other thing, too...
Yeah, go ahead.
It's about desire. It's kind of tied into it. Not only have I had issues about learning how to ask again or learning how to ask a question, but also having any desires, because it became safe at one point to stop having desires because then they can't get taken away, you know. So how do I – because I'm sure I'm not the only one that deals with this. Where you just kind of go through life like, okay, I give up trying to ask or desire anything because you either lose it, it goes away, something happens. How does that, and I think that was part of the big message over the past 3 weeks as well, that it's okay to have desire. But can you possibly tune into that to see if there's more that needs to be said about that? Because I'm not good about trusting this one aspect, which would help a lot.
Well, you want to go back in meditation or create the intention before you go to sleep that you're going to understand the cause and effect of that pattern in your life and the fear of something being taken away because you desire it. Now, you got to remember the church on some crazy level again taught humanity or attempted to teach humanity that it's wrong to want stuff or desire stuff and poverty is good and suffering is good and all of that crazy nonsense.
Right.
Filter all that stuff out and then you'll come to the truth. So maybe just remove all of the illusions around that so I can see the truth regarding spiritual desires or divine desires. You can just call it intention.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we have to move away from the physical plane stuff and create from the quantum, which has a whole different set of rules and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we're learning that.
That came up too, because I remember that there was almost like a big open oval, not an oval blanket, a round blanket that had stuff on it, like flowers and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
the being swept them away. I don't remember which. I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, just get rid of the, well, like you're saying, the illusion. And that's come up as well in other arenas. Because things pop up. Things will show up in my life, and I see them and recognize them. But I didn't realize they had an origin in my dream state or in my soul energy. In the quantum space,
yeah.
It would be. You know?
Yeah.
So a whole new level of awareness is coming in. I
yeah.
got you. I hear you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Hey, thank you for sharing. That was beautiful. I will mute you now. Let's go back to where? Let's go back to the phone here. Let's see, where is she? Okay. I think we'll take one more phone caller. And I'm going to go to the webcast page and finish up on the post here. And let's see. Pam says, I should have recognized that it was Yeshua on this past Monday because I work with him, another master. And... hold on a second. Okay. And the message I received was so vivid and so clear and reinforced what my intuition had been teaching me all along. It showed me how I really need to let go of doubt. Everybody needs to do that. Thanks for sharing that, Pam. Continue weekly, please. I think we all need it that often with the massive changes that we're all experiencing. Yeah, as long as it's good for me energetically, we'll keep it up on a weekly basis. And, of course, the more you guys share on these calls, the more that I would be into continuing this, see? So, you know, you guys got to get out there and speak up. Let's take one more phone caller, perhaps. So star 2 to raise your hand. Or 2 to raise your hand. All right, we have John from Utah. Okay, sir, what's going on? You there, John?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you
yeah.
now.
Okay. Yeah, it's been interesting as far as the lack of sleep that I've been getting, and it's been going on more than just the last 3 weeks, but
mm-hmm.
I'll wake up anywhere from like 4 o'clock to 5:30. I usually don't get to bed until somewhere around midnight or 1. And so the nights have been rather short for quite a while, and I'm just wondering if this is part of the ascension process that's going on. It's like there's so much going on that I wake up and it's usually something that is disturbing to me as far as either financial worries or health worries, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'll wake up and it's not an option to be able to go back to bed. My brain's going already.
Yeah, I see. Well, what I suggest, yeah, in part, that's because of what we're doing. So if you, again, wake up around 4 o'clock, 4:30, go into meditation. Get out of bed and go into your sacred space and meditate till 5 o'clock. Just meditate on the inner circle meeting. And
okay.
ask who is presenting this morning. And sometimes it'll just be me. I thought I would bring in some guests to make it really nice in the beginning. Ones, beings that you all guys can generally relate to. So I would suggest that. Go into meditation and tune in. Use the image. So we suggest that you print out the temple image and laminate it or frame it and use it as a meditation tool. You can also put it by your bed, and that will be a reminder. Oh, okay, I'm going to tune in now. So if you miss a weekly gathering, you can always, whenever, after the fact, you can go meditate and tune in to what occurred. Now, the other way you can do it is just go to your own Akashic records and pull out that information of what happened in that gathering on that particular morning.
Because whether I have remembered the intention or not, I guess what you're saying is I'm there anyhow on a certain level.
Well, not necessarily. If you create the intention before you go to sleep, like I'm going to attend this next gathering Tuesday morning, 4 a.m. my local time, then you will be there. If you don't create the intention, yeah, you might not be there. We're going to hold it no matter who shows up, whether it's one person or all of you in the membership. And, of course, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Because it's free choice. Yeah, it's free choice. Yeah. And because it's a free offering in the membership, the members may not value it or take it too lightly. But I would say, you know, if you're going to spend your $30 a month, you might as well take advantage of everything that's being offered. And, you know, for some people, that might be a little too far out as far as their thinking goes, but who knows? You know, I think if that is the case, they may come around at some point. But as you guys are experiencing and sharing, it's been very helpful. So we're not even into the first month of this, and look what's happening already. And I'm sure when you guys hang up tonight, when we hang up the call and you go to sleep tonight, so create the intention that you're going to tune in to, I wouldn't say do all of them as far as an intention goes in one night, but like tune into the last one that was with Yeshua and have some fun with that. You know, Yeshua is also quite funny. He's not serious like the church has predicted him.
Yeah,
he's actually quite funny. And he's a very simple being. And he's nothing like how the church portrayed him to be.
Yeah, thank heavens.
Yeah, thank heavens is right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I think Yeshua also could be a trickster in a sense. So be aware, you guys. Yeshua may have some tricks up his sleeve, yeah. Okay.
So
well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Kenji.
Okay.
Right, keep it up, please. All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. So I'm going to go to the webcast page one more time and see if there's any final comments here. And there isn't. All right. So we're going to do a just short concluding meditation for this call. Okay, so if you're not in the quantum space, just take a deep breath or two or three or four or five or six or seven and just move your awareness into present now moment in the quantum space, beyond space-time, beyond tribal consciousness, beyond what's happening in the world, beyond your to-do list, beyond all doubt. Just move into that place of certainty in the quantum. So, as you perceive in the quantum, so it is instantly. So, choose to perceive a reality that is of oneness, that is of connection, that is of the glory of our Heavenly Father, Mother God. So tonight, before you go to bed, you can create the attention of becoming aware of the last conclave gathering with Yeshua, or with Jules, or with Sanat Kumara. can choose to perceive, to experience their complete teachings in that gathering. And you, your body, your mind, every part of you, your soul, spirit, fully receiving the teachings and the remembrance. How to stay focused on your path. How to continually raise awareness and consciousness and presence. And when to ask, how would God handle this situation? What would God do in this situation? How would God feel in this situation? And even on the inner planes, breathe, open up, and receive. So let's now breathe deeply into the unconscious of where you hold doubt. Doubt about this level, doubt about any level that's real. And let's bring that forward into the light. Whatever your inner child is holding regarding doubt, doubt of the spirit of life, doubt that God is real. Doubt that I am that I am. And let's move that vibration into full trust, full faith, full knowing that God is within completely. God is within. That I and my Heavenly Father are one. That I and the Holy Spirit are one. That I and the power of love are one and the same. And that I now choose to awaken. And to be embodied in the full glory of the I Am. Jules would like to come forth. And to remind you of the heart chakra, the power of the heart, the power of the light. Breathe that deeply through, into and through your inner child aspect. Breathe it very deeply into the core of your body. And anchor that in the base of your spine. Into your original 8 cells of creation. Remembering the pillars of light. Take the light into the pineal. pituitary and thalamus. Take the light into the amygdala and the limbic system. Own your space. Own the space around your body. Be about your Father's business, your Heavenly Father. You know that the Christ light goes before you as you create each day upon the earth. As your body casts no shadow upon the earth. And remember, no matter how difficult the situation, the Lord is with you. Give your inner child a big hug. We give great thanks to the comedy team today and all those beings that are present for your benefit. We thank you for the love and support. Till next time, namaste.